But a few years back, I was in college and I was having holidays. And my older brother had gone out for a walk, and he came back and told me that a family who had returned from abroad had started a library near where we lived. He told me something that caught my attention, that the library membership was very cheap. I immediately went down to the library and found that the life membership was only 20 rupees. I paid, without looking at any of the books, I paid the membership fee and then looked around the library. I was extremely disappointed to find that the library had only Christian books, which I was not interested in at all. It did, however, have a lot of magazines. Mostly Christian, but there were a few secular ones like India Today and Time magazine. So I borrowed a few secular magazines, and as I was leaving the library, I noticed a shelf just outside the library, which is there to this day, which had a lot of leaflets. And there was a word on the top of the board which meant a lot to me. The word read, free. So I took one of the leaflets and went home. I first went through the magazines that I had borrowed, and when I had finished, I read the leaflet. And one of the sentences in the leaflet caught my attention. It was a verse from the Bible which said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul?" The leaflet went on talking about the need for forgiveness of sins so that one could go to heaven when our life on earth is finished. And there was a suggested prayer at the end which said something like this: "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died for me, taking all my sins upon himself so that I could be forgiven of my sins. God, please forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name." I immediately knelt down beside my bed and sincerely prayed the prayer, because I knew that what was written in the leaflet was true and that I couldn't argue with it. I knew that I was a sinner, and that if I died that day, I might not get to heaven. After praying that prayer, I thought I would feel some peace, or feel something at least, but I didn't. The next day, as I was an avid reader, I went again to the library, got a few more magazines, and as I left, I took another leaflet. I got home, just like the previous day, read through the magazines, and then read the leaflet. This leaflet had a scarier sentence in it, which said, "Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire." I again got on my knees and prayed, asking God for forgiveness of sins, because I didn't know whether God had heard me the first time that I had prayed that the day before. Within a few weeks, I started noticing some changes in my life. One of which was that I started having a craving to read the Bible. The second thing was that I noticed that I became acutely sensitive trying to do what was correct. And I also noticed that God was answering my own prayers. From all these, I was able to come to the conclusion that when I had prayed to God asking me for forgiveness of my sins, that he had indeed heard me and forgiven me of my sins, and that I had become a child of God from that time.